Well, he made his major league debut a few nights ago here at Dodger Stadium. He'll be pitching this weekend against the Rockies, and we're all very happy to see Josiah Gray back here at Dodger Stadium. Josiah, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you, everyone that's listening. It's been awesome so far being back here the past 4 days. I'm really excited to be here, be a part of this team, help them win some ball games.
Josiah, every time somebody mentioned your name, I just reflect back to when you were here in 2019 when you received the Minor League Pitcher of the Year award. Have you had a chance to reflect how far you've come since then?
Yeah, absolutely. I think 2020, being the short year it was, but getting that invite to spring training and being around the guys for just a short time definitely helped me, realize the accomplishments I had in 2019 carrying over. And then this year, 2021, getting the invite again, reporting to AAA for about 2 months, obviously being hurt, and then getting the call soon thereafter I got healthy. It's been awesome. Been awesome reflecting on the past 2.5 years.
I know you said the other day you had 13 or 14 friends and family. Is your mom still here? Are they going to watch you pitch over the weekend?
She actually had to go back home to work, but she said she wished she could have stayed, obviously to see another start. But, there will be more starts down the line. Hopefully I'm with the club when we venture over to the East Coast. That would be awesome. That'd be a real big homecoming. So we'll see, but she's not here, unfortunately.
Hey, the real world calls, right, Josiah?
It does.
Hey,
it does.
Good thing there's more than just radio these days, right?
Exactly.
Josiah, you're so confident in your abilities, and you seem so comfortable. Is that really what's going on? Are you as comfortable as you exude?
Yeah, honestly, I would say I am. The jitters are always there when I get on the mounds. That emptiness feeling you have in your stomach when you're about to do something big and daring, but I kind of just fall back on my abilities and my confidence in that I'm going to get the hitter out, or I'm going to go out there with my best stuff on that day, and more times than not I'm going to succeed than I fail. So yeah, I love to have that confidence in every aspects of the game of baseball.
Josiah, I've heard pitchers that have come up from the minor leagues talk about the difference in getting AAA hitters out compared to big leaguers. Yeah. Did you learn something the other night in your first game about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, in facing the Giants or in facing any major leaguers, you'll just notice that they control the strike zone a lot better. Mm. So you're going to have to fill up the zone with every pitch you got, because if you don't, they're going to take it out of hand. They'll give you that strike maybe. But they're going to make things tough for you as you get deeper into the count. So I realized that as we progress throughout the game and throughout the outing. So, it's sort of just you have to adjust as the hitters adjust, and it's a constant game of back and forth. But at the end of the day, you have to dig deep and trust your stuff and know that the game plan is going to work in whichever way you decide to take it.
And one thing that I've heard specifically in my mind's eye was Walker Buehler saying at the big league level, you have to throw pitches that appear to be strikes but go out of the strike zone. Is that something that is a goal of yours and something you know you have to do?
Yeah, exactly. That's something they teach us from, low A on.
Oh, geez, sorry, Josiah.
But this level especially because, the guys are so advanced in the way they know the strike zone. So, anything ball out of hand, they're going to lay off of. Anything, strike to ball, has a better chance. Anything, obviously, in the strike zone, they're probably going to swing at, unless, they're auto-taking or anything like that. You just got to be competitive in the zone and, help let your movement do the work for you a lot of the times.
How did you become so mature? I feel so inferior to you right now because you're way more mature than even me. You're mature beyond your years.
I don't know. I think just over the time, just growing up and having a lot of public speaking classes and anything like that, I kind of just got more confident behind the mic and in front of people. That's where I'm at today. College prepares you for that pretty well.
Hey, so you're thinking about maybe taking my job one day?
I wouldn't say that. I've always told people, once I'm done playing, I want to work on, becoming a GM or someone in the front office, making those moves and, things like that. So we'll see. Down the line, when it's all said and done. That's my next move.
All right. Josiah Gray is our guest. Before I let you go, let's go down that road with you. Mm-hmm. Are you practicing for that job one day? Are you evaluating players? Are you looking when you're not pitching that way at players?
A little bit. Honestly, I like to watch swings. You know, I'm really big into what hitting, like the aspects of hitting, but obviously pitching as well. But I wouldn't say I'm like actively like, man, I would go get that guy if I had a need or anything like that. It's kind of just like a futuristic goal, and like, you know, I just enjoy the game of baseball so much. So I think once I'm said and done, that'd be something that, you know, fits right into my love for the game, my joy for just being around the game.
All right, two more questions. Since you're talking about the love for the game, who was your favorite pitcher? Who did you want to be like, and where did number 41 come from?
Yeah, so my favorite pitcher growing up was probably CC Sabathia. Just because, you know, I grew up a big Yankee fan. You know, he was a horse for them for 10-plus years. So I would say CC is definitely my favorite. And then 41, there's honestly not much significance to it besides, you know, Alex Torres giving me a call saying, hey, do you want to change from 83? Because that was my spring training number. And I was like, yeah, sure. He was like, all right, we have 41 available. And I said, okay. But in looking at it now, you know, obviously it's close to 42, Jackie Robinson. So whenever someone asks me, I'll go with that story saying, he called me, said, did I want it? I said, yes. But, you know, looking at it now, I relate it to Jackie and embrace it that way.
All right, Josiah. I don't know, man. I grow to like you every time that I talk to you. I think you got – there might be a bromance brewing right here between us.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm just trying to get on everyone's good side so when, you know, bad outings happen, they don't say anything too bad.
Hey, it's what have you done for me lately. You don't have to worry about that with me, but one night you could come upstairs to the booth. I'll show you around the place, and maybe you'll take some phone calls after a game with me. How about that?
Sounds good.
Want to evaluate some players on the radio?
Let's do it.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the time, Josiah.
Thanks, Dave.
There he goes, my man, JoJo, Josiah Gray, and he receives a gift from Travis Matthew. Every Travis Matthew product is created with attention to detail, designed to deliver the perfect fit and a soft, lightweight feel. Check out TravisMatthew.com today to find new styles you love.